So you understand the situation?
I think so. Now that we're not married anymore, you want to sell my condo?
No, no, it's our condo. I got it for us. Not the smartest thing I ever did, but my real estate advisor was my penis.
Is that what they mean when they say the market's gone soft?
I don't think so. My point is, I can't afford to carry the mortgage on this place, but if we sell it, then we can split the profit.
Or I could buy you out.
Do you have money?
I will after we sell.
Damn it, Candy, I am at the end of my rope. If I can't get out from under these bills, I may well have to declare bankruptcy.
Wow, that sounds really serious.
It is, deadly serious.
Well, in that case, wanna have sex?
What?
I'm horny, you're stressed. Seems like we both benefit.
Well, I am really stressed. No, that's not gonna solve anything.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go take a shower. Let me know if you change your mind.
I changed my mind.
Candy has been exercising. Alan follows her to the bathroom. Charlie wakes up in bed.
I had a drink too much. I got hit by a train.
He opens his eyes and sits up briefly.
Oh, God. Train.
Charlie.
Lydia is wearing just a towel.
Oh, look. It's my sweet angel come to take me to heaven.
Don't touch me.
Pushing his hand away.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, I didn't wake up in my own vomit, so yeah, kind of.
She walks to a drawer.
You are such a child.
Many people find that to be an endearing quality.
I'm not one of them.
It would appear not. We had fun last night, though, right?
Oh, terrific. What woman doesn't enjoy pleasing a man who falls asleep while he's in the middle of reciprocating?
She walks out.
Well, that explains why I dreamt I was kissing Abe Lincoln.
He notices the drawer is half open. He gets off the bed and walks over to the chest of drawers. He looks in the bottom drawer and finds it's full of Lydia's stuff.
Okay. Some underwear. No need to panic. And a little bit of makeup, no biggie. Running shoes, reading glasses, flannel nightgown, and the latest issue of Modern Bride magazine. Red alert.
In the bathroom.
Lydia?
What?
He stands next to the shower.
I couldn't help but notice that you put some of your stuff in one of my drawers.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come in here and make up for last night?
Well, yeah, but I think we should talk about this drawer thing.
Okay. Talk.
She slides back the shower curtain. Charlie starts to undress.
47 years ago, my fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation.
Men, manly men.
Two and a half men. Charlie's at the piano. Lydia comes downstairs in a red silk dressing gown.
Morning.
That was a great shower.
She kisses him.
You know it's good when you feel dirtier coming out than you did going in.
So what are you doing?
Just practicing.
For what?
Nothing in particular, just keeping sharp for my work.
Oh yeah, your little jingle thing. Hard to believe that takes practice.
He frowns. In the kitchen.
Roberta, I'd like some scrambled egg whites, dry wheat toast, and Earl Grey tea.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd like some new shoes, a jetpack, and a waistline.
Berta walks out. Jake's having his cereal at the table. He looks at Lydia pitifully.
I really thought she was going to make you breakfast.
He shakes his head. As Charlie plays, Alan enters.
Yo, bro.
Hey. How'd it go with Candy?
Great. Just great. Turns out, we can be friends with benefits.
Nice. Mm. Did she agree to sell the condo?
What?
Isn't that why you went over there in the first place?
Oh, yeah. Son of a...
Charlie! You need to talk to your maid.
Shh, 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 shh. Keep your voice down.
Yeah, we don't use the M word around here.
Why not?
disrespectful.
And demeaning.
And wildly inaccurate.
Lydia looks at them both incredulously.
The point is, Berta's the one who keeps this house running, and more important, she's kind of like family.
She's rude, offensive, and vulgar.
Okay, exactly like family.
Fine. See, if she'll do that thing with the ice cubes and the silk handkerchief you like so much.
Come on, sweetie, don't be like that.
Ice cubes and a silk handkerchief?
You can also use a popsicle and a necktie. But I do owe you a silk handkerchief. And your water pick's kind of iffy. And whatever you do...
Alan stares open-mouthed. In her apartment, Candy's bending over looking for something.
I'm sorry to come over here and bother you again, but we never finished talking about selling the condo.
But I don't want to sell the condo. I can see boats from here.
I understand, but I can't afford the payments.
I like boats.
All right, well, if you won't cooperate, I'll just have to call my lawyer. What are you doing?
Chester lost his bone. I'm looking for it.
Now? Can it wait?
No. When Chester wakes up from his nap, he's gonna want his bone. You can keep talking.
Okay, well, as I said, if you won't be reasonable...
She's wearing tight shorts. Alan's mesmerized.
After what, Alan?
Charlie's woken as a pile of clothes lands on top of him. He looks up. Charlie lifts up a pair of lacy red knickers.
Okay.
I don't mind your girlfriend throwing the occasional thong or panties into the hamper. I just boil them and sell them at the swap meet. But this broad is taking advantage of my easygoing nature.
Now, to be fair, Lydia does have her positive attributes.
Yeah, well, I ain't hitting any of them attributes, so I don't give a rat's ass.
All right.
You know what she said to me, Charlie? She said I need to learn my place around here.
Oh, she didn't.
Ah, but she did. Is that true, Charlie? Do I need
she
to learn
leans
my
forward.
Place around here?
Oh, Berta, we all know your place.
And where is that place, Charlie?
Wherever you want it to be.
There is only room for one alpha dog in this house.
I know.
And who is that alpha dog, Charlie?
You are.
Say it.
You're the alpha dog.
Ah, you sweet talker, you. Mwah. We'll just pretend...
She glances down at his lap before leaving. Wearing a bikini, Lydia's lying face down on a lounger on the patio. Charlie sees her and comes out through the French windows.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, look who's finally up. I need some lotion on my back.
Oh, sure. Listen, I have to talk to you about Berta.
For God's sake, Charlie, grow a pair. Is this your house or hers?
Well, my name's on the deed, but she was here first. The thing is, over the years, Berta and I have developed a really nice working relationship.
He puts cream on her back, then her legs.
And the key to a happy home, I find, is to not rock the boat, not tamper with that balance. So you really need to make the effort to treat
Where
her.
Where is she now?
Huh? Oh, she went shopping.
Anybody else around?
No. Anyway, the thing with Berta...
Why don't you put some sunscreen on your cute little bottom?
What for?
Because I wouldn't want you to get a nasty burn.
Why would I get a nasty... Oh, you mean sex?
Good thing you're pretty, because you're very slow.
Who's the alpha dog, Charlie? Grow a pair, Charlie.
Charlie's in the laundry room, holding a basket of clothes.
Hey, Alan, come here.
What's going on?
I'm doing Lydia's laundry.
Can I throw in my handkerchief?
It wouldn't help. You'd probably have to burn it.
Okay. And why are you doing Lydia's laundry?
Because Berta won't.
Then why doesn't Lydia do it herself?
Because I told her I'd get Berta to do it.
Aha. And do you have any idea how to do laundry?
Oh, come on. You wash them, you dry them. How tough could it be?
So what do you need me for?
Which one's the washer?
That one.
Thanks.
Alan points to a machine.
Just kidding, it's that one.
He points to the other one.
Sorry, it was the first one. Look, it says wash on the dial.
Okay, I can do this. I just turn it on and stick them in.
It's a washing machine, not a cocktail waitress. Let's start by separating her delicates.
How is that not like a cocktail waitress?
The reason you need to do these separately is they're mostly synthetic.
Had a beat-up civic and an ex-husband, and we're back to cocktail waitress.
Charming. Hand me the detergent.
This stuff here?
No, that's fabric softener. You put that in after the first rinse cycle.
Charlie frowns and looks around.
You know what? Maybe I'll just buy her some new clothes.
Don't be such a baby. Detergent. See? There we go. Cold wash, cold rinse, gentle cycle. Done.
What's that?
That would be water entering the washing machine.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cutting edge.
Charlie lifts the lid. He looks at Alan.
Did I break it?
Close the lid.
He closes the lid.
Son of a gun.
He opens it again, then shuts it, opens, shuts.
What will they think of next?
Yeah, I hear scientists are working on a machine that can cook two pieces of bread at the same time.
Alan holds up his finger to his lips.
Yeah, very funny. Now what?
We wait.
How will we know when they're done?
Don't worry, the machine will call you on your cell phone.
Really?
Alan gives Charlie an incredulous look. Finally, he turns and walks to the kitchen. Charlie follows.
I don't know what Berta's always complaining about. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with pretty girl underwear. Berta's got to handle Jake's skibbies after P.E. and pudding pops.
Good point. What are you doing?
Pouring a glass of vodka.
Is that part of doing the laundry? Because I can really get into this.
No, I'm just mad at myself.
Oh, in that case, pour me one. I'm mad at you, too. So what's the problem?
I went over to Candy's again.
And had that go.
Not only are we not selling the condo, I may have promised to buy her a new fridge.
Oh,
she likes getting ice without having to open the door.
You poor whipped sap.
Me? What about you?
What about me?
Charlie, you're doing a woman's laundry.
No. See, that's just me trying to pitch in.
Oh, just face it. Lydia's got you wrapped around her little finger.
She does not. She uses this one. And it's not so much wrapped as skewered.
He wiggles his index finger.
Who's using my washing machine?
Excuse me, but it's my washing machine, and I'm using it to wash Lydia's clothes.
You're doing laundry?
Hey, it's not rocket science. Cold wash, cold rinse, gentle cycle. But first, you separate the delicates.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. That's probably them now.
He takes out his mobile phone.
Hello? Oh, hey, Mom. I thought you were my washing machine.
He walks out. Berta looks at Alan, who shrugs. Charlie sits on the settee with Jake watching TV.
Oh, come on, throw the ball! Or fall down.
Lydia enters.
Charlie, I'm leaving.
Bye.
I'd like a kiss.
He blows a kiss. She folds her arms. Charlie turns to Jake.
She's still there, isn't she?
Jake looks round.
Yep.
Just kidding, sweetie.
That's better. Goodbye, Jake.
I'm not kissing you.
Oh, Charlie, I almost forgot. I'm serving hors d'oeuvres at an open house tomorrow, so I'll need to borrow Berta for a couple of hours.
Say what?
I'm talking to Charlie. You don't mind, do you?
Mind? Well, I...
You want to borrow me? What am I, a carpet steamer?
I'm not saying I won't pay you. Plus, you can take home all the leftovers.
Oh, gee, why don't you just toss them all in a big bowl and I'll eat them out in the yard?
Well, that's a little uncalled for. I thought I was doing you a favor.
You want to do me a favor? You take the money that you were going to pay me, convert it into rolls of nickels, then bend over
Berta,
and...
Berta.
Well, I don't have to stand here and listen to this. Charlie, you have to make a decision. It's her or me.
The skank's right, Charlie. It's her or me.
They go. Charlie sits down.
Great. That's just great.
Did somebody say there was a big bowl of food?
Jake turns and looks around the room. Alan's on the phone.
You got an offer on the condo? Oh, Mom, you're a lifesaver. I don't care. I fully expect to take a loss. At least I don't have to pay you a commission. Oh, come on, you're my mother. Wait, hang on, Mom. I've got another call coming in. Hello? Oh, Candy, hello. Yeah, listen, about the condo. My mom just got a very reasonable offer and... I give up. What are you wearing? Hang on. Mom, I gotta go. Candy, I'll be right there.
Alan puts the phone down. Charlie peeps around the front door.
Hey, is Berta here?
I haven't seen her.
Great.
I have to admit, Charlie, I never thought you'd have the cojones to fire Berta.
Are you kidding? I've got huge cojones. Why do you think I wear these baggy shorts?
Lydia goes upstairs. Charlie starts to follow.
Wait. You fired Berta?
Yes, Alan. She didn't know her place and she had to go.
But we can't live without Berta.
Charlie looks up the stairs.
I'll be right there, sweetie.
Hurry.
You know what? We need to work on our communication skills.
You know, I always thought that, but I didn't think you'd be open.
No, you jackass. God, you play along like a monkey with a mandolin.
You mean you didn't fire Berta?
That's it. Give me the mandolin.
But you promised Berta you'd get rid of Lydia.
Alan, do you know what this is?
No.
Then shut your stupid mouth. And don't tell Berta she was here.
Fine. Just give me a heads up when you're lying.
I'm always lying. I'll give you a heads up when I'm not.
Yeah, you're the smart one. Know how I know? The washing machine called and told me.
Charlie goes upstairs. Alan sits down on the settee. He's lost in thought for a moment.
Ooh, high heels and Cool Whip.
He jumps up and runs out. Charlie and Lydia are kissing on the bed in their underwear. Berta enters from the bathroom. The two women stare at each other.
Oh, Charlie, how could you?
Berta, this is not what it looks like.
Charlie, you lied to me.
Lydia, this is not what it looks like.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Me too.
Berta, Lydia. Oh, come on, wait. This is not what it looks like. Say it a few more times, Charlie. Maybe somebody will believe you.
He pulls on his shorts and hurries downstairs. Berta is just leaving.
Berta, wait. You can't quit.
Why not?
Because we're family. We love each other. We forgive each other our shortcomings.
Oh, bite me.
Don't go. I promise I'll break it off with her.
No, you won't. You want to know why? Because you are addicted to this broad.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can stop anytime I want.
No, you can't. You're a nookie junkie, and I just can't trust you anymore.
No, wait. Wait. You're right. I am addicted. I've got a vagina on my back, but I know I can get it off. I mean, you gotta help me.
I can't help you, pal. You gotta help yourself. Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, come on, Berta, don't go. I'll do anything.
I'm leaving now.
You don't have to. I just fired her.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, come on, Lydia, don't go. I'll do anything. You know what? I don't need either one of you. I can do my own laundry and I've got my own finger.
Charlie and Alan are attending a meeting.
I don't like it here.
Well, tough. This is the only way I can get Berta to come back.
But why do I have to be here?
Because it's the only way you're ever going to sell your condo.
Okay, let's get started. Welcome to our regular Monday night meeting. Do we have any newcomers?
Charlie and Alan look at each other. Alan nods, and Charlie gets to his feet.
My name is Charlie, and my maid says I'm a sex addict.
People smile at him as he sits down. He kicks Alan. Reluctantly, Alan stands up.
Hi. I'm Alan, and I have a lovely condo for sale.
Charlie slaps Alan's leg.
And I'm a sex addict. It's priced to move.
He sits. A beautiful girl with long dark hair and a revealing top stands up.
Hi, my name is Pam, and I'm a sex addict.
Charlie cranes his neck to look at her. ITFC audio description. Men, 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 manly men, men.